From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Adam Felber, Bobcat Goldthwait, and Faith Saley. And here again is your host at the Durham Performing Arts Center in Durham, North Carolina, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Carly calling from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, Portland, Oregon, one of my favorite places there is.
It's pretty awesome.
What do you do there?
I'm a yoga instructor.
You know what's interesting? As soon as you joined us, I wrote down three things: yoga instructor, potter, and spiritual medium. So I got one of them. That's great.
My mom is a potter, so.
Hey!
Does Portland have any yoga students, or is it just you instructors get together?
Yeah. You just go to each other's classes to keep each other employed.
Pretty much. You got it figured out.
Yeah. Carly, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Carly's topic?
Stay back, you yuppies.
You all know about the bourgeoisie gentrifying the neighborhood. You know, bad neighborhood, the yuppies move in, then it's even worse. This week we read about a creative way some people are fighting the hipster invasion. Guess the real story and you will win Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. Ready to play?
I can't wait.
First, let's hear from Faith Saley.
Appalachian Point Early Learning School in Beelick Knob, West Virginia, home of the busy honeybees, has been attracting a swarm of yuppie parents. It all began with one new teacher, Lisa Dozier, fresh off her master's from Oberlin in child development, who, with her eager, multilingual, and empathetic ways, turned this mountain school into a destination for upwardly mobile parents seeking whole child learning. Yuppie families started migrating to the district, not caring that their commutes to D.C. and Alexandria would take 2 hours each way. Classes became overcrowded. Immediately, there were 47 students named Mason and Olivia. Blessed with an unusual amount of autonomy from the state to decide curriculum, the native Beelick parents buzzed into action to sting this influx. Starting next fall, the Yuppie Child Left Behind program calls for nuts-only snacks, no Lululemon pants at drop-off, full milk, not almond or hemp, infused with high-fructose corn syrup, praising achievement, not effort, and hitting with Chinese BPA-filled toys instead of using our words.
The Appalachian Point School in Beelick, West Virginia, trying to keep the bougies from invading. Your next story of someone taking a stand against gentrification comes from Adam Felber.
Need a new luxury apartment near Prospect Park in Brooklyn? How about one built into a former children's hospital that includes great views, a gaming lounge, and a fitness center? Okay, and what if we threw in the wandering, howling ghosts of the hospital's dead, doomed to wander your hallways in torment for all eternity? Now how much would you pay? Does this sound like a hoax? Yup. Apparently, nearby residents of the former Caledonia Hospital worried that yuppies moving in would raise everyone's cost of living. Instead of asking themselves, what would Jesus do, ask themselves, what would Scooby do? And so they began floating rumors to prospective buyers that at least three of the 1, 2, 3 on the park's doormen have quit in the past 6 months, citing, quote, eerie sounds, visions, and even smells. However, according to the building's management, there have been no personnel problems, and the haunting is just the work of curmudgeonly neighbors trying to scare off the specter of gentrification. And they would have gotten away with it, too, if not for those meddling market forces.
Neighbors of an apartment building in Brooklyn trying to keep the hipsters away by spreading rumors of haunting. Your last story of people trying to save the neighborhood comes from Bobcat Goldthwait.
Eleanor Coyne of Royal Oak, Michigan, had all her legal ducks in a row with city officials to turn her turn-of-the-century Victorian home into a bed and breakfast that would cater to upscale business professionals. That was until her neighbor, Walter Spencer, got wind of her plans. Spencer, a retired biker who was recovering from a motorcycle accident, tried to put the kibosh on Coyne's dream. Spencer said, "That's how it starts with these urban professionals. You let one in, the next thing you know, you're up to your neck in chai lattes." Spencer took matters into his hands by reaching out to local Juggalo chapter. Juggalos are fans of the group Insane Clown Posse. Juggalos dress like the band, wear scary clown makeup, and are infamous for their rowdy behavior. In an effort to make Coin's home a non-desirable retreat for exhausted yuppies, Spencer leased his backyard to the Juggalos to throw gatherings. But the plan backfired on Spencer, who had to call the police to have the Juggalos removed from his property. Spencer says he had had enough. Look, I can tolerate fighting, nudity, vomiting clowns as much as the next guy, but that music is just horrible.
All right. One of these was a plot to keep the better element from coming and ruining how good things are. Was it from Faith Saley, how the residents of Bielik, West Virginia, tried to change their school's policies to keep those rich people from Washington to come in and sending their kids to their school? From Adam Felber, how neighbors of an apartment house in Brooklyn spread rumors of its haunting to keep the rich guys from moving in? Or from Bobcat Goldthwaite, how a man tried to prevent the opening of a bed and breakfast next door by having a gathering of the Juggalos in his own adjacent backyard? Which of these is the real story of an attempt to ruin somebody's attempt to de-ruin a neighborhood?
Oh my gosh, this is a hard one. I think I have to go with Adam's story.
Okay. All right, well, to bring you the real story, we spoke to a reporter who covered this attempt.
The neighbors were actually making up the rumors about ghosts, and as someone who lives in Brooklyn, I'm for anything that will keep our rent from going up.
That was Jessica Roy. She is a Brooklynite and a senior writer for NewYorkMagazine.com, talking, of course, about the attempt to prove to neighbors or convince neighbors that the former hospital was haunted. You got it right, Carly. Congratulations.
Yay.
You earned a point for Adam, and you've won our prize.
You.
Carl Castle will record the greeting in your voicemail. Well done, Carly.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.